We're going to start Hilchos Pesach. Tonight is the 5th of March, and we're going to start Hilchos Pesach. I figured what we would do is we would start with the Halachos of Bedikas Chametz, which is where it starts over here, and then we would move on to the Halachos of the Seder itself. We just go in chronological order. I couldn't find another volume. Okay, fine. So we're starting with Tav Chaf Tes, which starts with Chodesh Nisan. Sheinofan al pneim b'chol chodesh Nisan. You don't say tachan on all of Nisan. Alaf Sholem b'hilchos Pesach kodem Pesach shloshim yom. You start asking about hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach. When is 30 days before Pesach?
Today.
No?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Purim. On Purim. You're supposed to start talking about Pesach on Purim itself.
Shushan Purim, no?
No. Yudalad is 30 days before
Yudalad b'erev,
no? No, Yudalad b'yom.
But
Yudalad tonight,
in the night.
No. Titvav
night, kilo.
No, but 30 Yom Kodem Pesach is Yudalad, b'yom.
Ah, it is Chodesh Adar
Chaftet. Yeah. 29 days in Adar. So those 15 and then the 15th of Nisan is Pesach. So 30 days before, you're supposed to start at the Purim Su'udah, you're supposed to start talking about Pesach. Now, what's that?
We did.
You did? Okay, good. Yeah. Good. Good. My wife says, don't start talking about Pesach on Purim, because then the women can't enjoy it.
But, is that considered talking about Pesach?
but this is not halacha, but the deeper meaning of that is that that Purim heralds in Pesach. Mm-hmm. We mentioned this when we talked about Mishnichmas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, and you're supposed to increase Simcha for Adar. That doesn't mean that Adar is more than Nisan. Nisan is a bigger Simcha than Adar. It's a chiddush. You would have said only Mishnichmas Nisan Marbim B'Simcha, but because of the Yontif of Purim, we move it back 1 month. So Mishnichmas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, but the Simcha extends through Adar and into Nisan also.
Spring festival.
That's right. Okay. So Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, you're supposed to be shoyl in Hilchos Pesach. It's therefore a mitzvah to be involved in Hilchos Pesach from Purim all the way to Pesach, and certainly on the Yontif itself. On Pesach itself, all the more so, you're supposed to be involved in Hilchos Pesach. And of course, we know that the most famous time you're involved in Hilchos Pesach is the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, the Shabbos before Pesach, to be involved in Hilchos Pesach. Pesach, also, there is a machlokes whether this halach of Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag applies to all Yomim Tovim or just to Pesach. The reason why it might only apply to Pesach is?
So much to talk about.
Yeah, because Pesach has so much there. So perhaps only Pesach means 30 days. But many poskim say it applies to all of the Yom Tov.
What is it to say about Shavuos?
Yeah, the Gros says you could start from Rosh Chodesh Sivan for Shavuos, which is only 6 days.
Get your recipes for places.
Listen, if Matan Torah, you have to ask all about Torah. Okay. Hagab. Uminag liknos chitim. It is a minhag to buy wheat to give it out to the poor people of Tzarech Pesach for Pesach because they used to bake their own matzahs. Anybody who lives in the city for 12 months, Tzarech Litein Loza has to give to that. In other words, to give to the poor people of that city, you have to give Moos Chitim. Now, Moos Chitim is not just like any other tzafa. It is considered a minhag in Klal Yisrael to give Moos Chitim. So you should make sure to be Yotzei Yechiv, to give Moos Chitim, to give money for wheat, which means money for Pesach, basically. To poor people, you get solicited in the mail from Moos Chitim. You should make sure to give something to Moos Chitim. You can give to Eretz Yisrael. You can give to in Atlanta anybody who needs special for Pesach. But as you all know, Pesach is a very expensive yontif, and those who are poor have a much harder time with Pesach than with any other yontif. So
if you didn't live in
the city 12 months,
I used to live 6 months, as now. And
if you plan on being here for
12 months,
then you have to give. Okay, yeah,
I don't.
Yes. Right. Okay. Beis, ain't no fun. I'll pray Nisan. You don't say tachan on all of Chodesh Nisan. Vein armim tzidkascha b'Shabbos b'Mincha. You don't say tzidkascha tzedek on Shabbos at Mincha. Vein maspidin bo. You don't say a hespid. If Chas v'Shalom there is a Levaya, you don't say a Hesed, you don't say a eulogy. Vein mis'anin bo, you're not allowed to fast during Nisan. Lahaz ke b'tzibur, to mention b'tzibur, which means you don't make a public fast on Nisan, Chodesh Nisan. V'abacharis misanavo b'erev Pesach. But of course we know that the firstborn, the bacharis, do fast on erev Pesach. Who's a firstborn here? Who's a bachar? You're a bachar? Anybody else? Okay, me neither.
I'm a bachar, but I'm not a pesach.
Okay. Okay.
So am I a bachar?
No. Yeah, for this you are.
Really?
Yeah.
We always do something near Mishracha because Kaman always has some seals.
Yeah, we're going to get to the halacha later. We'll see the halacha later about it. You'll get out of it. If you have a son who is a Bukhar, you also have to fast until your son is 13.
They're not that.
Yeah, if your daughter, you're okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, this is the first year I don't have to because my son is now 13. Okay. There's a shaila whether the mother of a bechor also has to fast, and there's a shaila whether a bechora has to fast.
Mm.
But generally speaking, we only say the men. Now, with a hesped, with a eulogy in Chodesh Nisan, what they do is the difference between what is a hesped, what is a hesped, a eulogy? I mean, it's talking at a funeral, right? This is the thing. A hesped, in the true sense, is words that will make the people cry. That's what a true hesped is. As you speak about the mace, you speak about the person who passed away, in a way that will make everybody cry, because it is a mitzvah to cry at the person's funeral. That's the right thing to do. So the maspid, the person giving the funeral, his job, the person delivering the eulogy, his job is to make everybody cry. So it's a funny thing, because today, the further you get from circles, the more a hesped turns into like a celebration of life, which is not the Jewish ideal of a hesped. Hesped is to make people feel the loss and to cry. That's what you're supposed to do. So what they do in Chodesh Nisan is they give a hesped, but they don't make the people cry. And that's the idea. You don't make people cry in Chodesh Nisan. That's the.
But you can.
What they do is they,
by definition, they say
something for the cover of the mace, but not something that will bring to tears.
That's what they do. It's
a very tough one.
Wow.
The same halacha applies to Rosh Chodesh. If there's a hesped on Rosh Chodesh, my grandfather Rosh Hashanah passed away on Rosh Chodesh, and I gave a hesped there. And it's a very tricky thing. You want to speak, but you sit on the cover of the mace, but you have to be careful not to bring people to tears, because it's a time where people shouldn't cry.
So what do you say?
You say nice things about the person, but not in a way. You don't use a tone of voice that will make people cry.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tricky thing. It's a tricky thing. Yeah. Okay. Well, we should know these things. Hagab, the Rama adds, "Gam ein amrim tzido kadin b'chol chadish nisan yom tzido kadin," which is what is said when a person passes away. V'nagu shein mis'anem bo tanis klal. The minig is not to fast at all. Even if it's a yard site, which the minig in Klal Yisrael amongst many people is to fast on the yard site of a father or mother, but not in Chodesh Nisan. Tainas Chalom Mis'anin, but a person who would be fast because of a bad dream, that would be okay. I'll talk about that in a moment. I don't think we've discussed Chalomas here. I'll give you a little bit of insight on that in a minute. Vein Omer Mizmor L'Soda V'Kel Erech Apayim V'Lam Natzech B'Erev Pesach. These three things you say all of Chodesh Yisun, but not on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, you do not say L'Lam Natzech Mizmor L'David, and you don't say Kel Erech Apayim if Erev Pesach is a Monday, it can't be a Thursday. If it's a Monday, then you don't say Kel Erech Apayim before you take up the Sefer Torah.
It is Monday this year.
That's right, it is Monday this year. So we will not say Kelech HaPayim before we take up the Sefer Torah that morning. And you don't say Mizmor L'Soda. V'lo B'Yontif, and you don't say any of these things on Yontif either. Why don't you say Mizmor L'Soda on Pesach?
Because you had a comment offering for that.
Okay, because the Todah, Karban Todah, is one of the two offerings in the Beis HaMikdash that had chametz. You realize the Beis HaMikdash was Pesach all year round.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was matzah. Nothing was chametz. The lechem haponim was matzah, not chametz. It was matzah. Everything was matzah in the Beis HaMikdash.
Lechem haponim was matzah?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was matzah. Now, it wasn't crackly like ours. It was more like the Sephardi matzahs. It was more like that. Ashkenazim don't do that today. Ashkenazim don't do that because we're afraid of making it into chametz. But the truth is you can have matzah, which is more like a pita.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what the lechem upon him was.
So it would stay fresh from week to week.
Yeah, yeah.
But what's not that big of a deal then?
Have you ever eaten stale pizza? This was soft and this is good. This is good stuff.
We're eating 3-year-old shmorbatz.
Yeah, well, this one thing, this wasn't crackly. This wasn't a cracker. So it was matzah all year round. There's Pesach all year round in the Beit HaMikdash, except for the Todah and one other carbon.
The
Omer was also matzah. No, the Shtei Halachem on Shavuos. On Shavuos, the Shtei Halachem was chametz. Those are the only two chametz offerings in the Beit HaMikdash. So you couldn't bring a carbon Todah on Pesach. So since when you say Mizmar L'Saida, what you're doing is you're saying it's in Neshama Farm Sfaseinu. You're saying the words as if you're bringing the carbon. So you can't offer this carbon on Pesach, so you don't do it on Pesach. The reason you don't do it Erev Pesach is because the carbon Taida, you would eat it for the day you brought it and that night. So you can't, the Erev Pesach, you only have the day, you can't eat it that night. You can't even eat it in the afternoon. So you don't send. Yeah, that's why we don't say it over Yom Kippur either, because you can't eat it on that night. You can't eat it. Right.
Why not all of Nisan? You don't say Mizmor Todah?
Because you could eat carbon Todah all of Nisan.
Why? Because
it's chametz. That's how you. You could eat chametz all of Nisan.
So we just in on Pesach, you don't say this.
Right. And Erev Pesach.
You said don't say it. What? Already, it's not all of.
Nisan. No. These last three things are only Erev Pesach. Vein omer mizmor l'soda v'kalech apayim v'la menetzech be'erev Pesach.
Only Erev Pesach.
Shlosha ilu dafka be'erev Pesach. Lo v'chol chodesh nisan. Ad kan kol chodesh nisan. Me'amimim vein omrim zarak Erev Pesach. Vein omer mizmor l'soda v'kalech apayim v'la menetzech be'erev Pesach. V'lo b'yom tov and not on yantif either. V'noigen l'chabos k'sas ba'achila u'shesia b'yom achar ha'chag. The Ramah jumps to the end of Pesach. There's a minig to eat and drink a little bit on the day after Pesach, v'hu Isru Chag, and that's called Isru Chag. So the minhag on Isru Chag, the day after Yontif, to also have a
Mimuna.
Huh?
Mimuna.
Mimuna?
What's Mimuna?
No.
You don't say it? You don't do it, Mimuna?
What's Mimuna?
The holiday in Israel, you everybody also Moroccan?
The Moroccan, yeah.
Do a party.
On the day after Pesach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So later on they discuss whether it's every Yontif or just Pesach. But the meaning is every Yontif have an Isru Chag the day afterwards, that there should be a little bit of a Yontif.
What about Shepurim, even though we don't have Shushan Purim?
Shushan Purim anyway is a Yontif. Today we didn't say Tachnun.
Right. Well, my son did in Yerushalayim. He told me, I heard the Suda and everything, but for us, we don't have...
No, there's a minig to be Sameach on Shushan Purim, but Shushan Purim is over now.
Right, I know.
But when it was on, it was a minig to have Simchon Shushan Purim. Yeah, that's the right thing to do. Chalomot, dreams, it works like this. You see, we know that bad dreams, a dream could be a nevuah. It could be a problem. So when a person has a bad dream, if it's a really, really bad dream, then there are several ways of dealing with it. One way of dealing with it is having a tainus chalom, which is to fast. A person wakes up in the morning after having a bad dream, it's just to fast that day. It's the only tainus that doesn't need to be, the only personal tainus that does not need to be accepted the day before. Normally, if a person wants to fast, you have to accept it the day before and say, I'm going to fast tomorrow. Otherwise, it doesn't count as a tainus. But a tainus chalom, a person wakes up in the morning and just fasts. But that's one way of handling it. Another way of handling it is to do hatavas chalom, which is you get together three people and you say to them, I had a bad dream. You tell them, I had a dream, and they say to you, you had a good dream. And they tell you, and it's hatavas chalom, they're meitiv, which means they make good the chalom. That's the second thing. The third option is that you wait for duchening, for birchas kohanim, when the kohanim get up, and you say that piyut, you say that tefillah over there about bad dreams, but the dreams that a person had. Those are the options for bad dreams. So generally speaking, the way it works is that a person who has a bad dream, a person who wakes up and doesn't know his dream, but he knows it was bad, then that's what the Berachas Kohanim piyut is for. For dreams that you don't really know about, You know you had a bad dream, but you don't really know what it was. The person knows the bad dream, they do Hatavas Chalom. They can get three people together. It's printed in the Sidurim. Hatavas Chalom. Yeah, like a Beis Din. Yeah. And a really, really terrible dream, there is fasting. There's a Tainus Chalom. These days, we don't give much weight to our dreams. We say that our dreams are just... Because the Gemara says, you dream about at night what you think about during the day. So, the Mishabur writes in a couple of places that you can have a nightmare because you had some pain during the day. You hurt yourself physically, you had some emotional pain. For these things, you could have a bad dream. And the dream doesn't necessarily have any connection to the pain. You know, I bang my arm and I have this terrible nightmare about who knows what. It could be because I banged my arm. That's why I had the dream. So we tend to discount our dreams. A person has a really bad dream and it really, really bothers them, they can take one of these steps. But today, most often, the best thing to do is just ignore it. It doesn't mean anything. We're so far from the vua that to think that our dreams really have import is.
The general thing is, our dreams don't matter. Our davening doesn't matter.
Oh, no, our davening matters. Of course it matters.
But you hear about different things and that we're not so strict. We don't daven so well anyway.
No,
so
okay.
We don't have to do this, this, and this.
No, we say, for example, we say that we generally don't have the right, we don't have the level of intensity of kavana when we daven. So that's why, for example, a chassan, who would normally be putter from Kriya Shema, the night he gets married, but these days he davens. Why is he normally putter? The Gemara says he's putter. Why is he normally putter? A chassan is putter. Because a chassan can't concentrate because he's thinking about the mitzvah, so he can't concentrate like everybody else can. But we say today none of us concentrate. So what's the difference between a chassan and anybody else? And therefore a chassan is chayev, just like the rest of us. But that doesn't mean that his davening isn't going to work. It just means that we're not on the level to expect ourselves to concentrate
I didn't mean that it wasn't
work. No, so that's what I'm saying. So we do say that we're not on the level to concentrate in the best way. That is true. That's what he said. Okay. Next, Tav Lamed. Shabbos shelifnei Pesach Karen also Shabbos Hagadol. Shabbos before Pesach we call it the Big Shabbos. We say Hanes Shenasa Bo because of the Nes that happened on Shabbos Hagadol. What was the Nes?
Asher Kashrut Aser Amitav. They anointing the Egyptian.
Okay, so they took a sheep and they tied it to the bedpost and they told the Egyptians that we are going to slaughter your deity, your god, and the Egyptians were unable to do anything about it. That was a big nace. And so they do that. Of course, there's a lot of Torah said about why we celebrate Shabbos, because it happened to be Shabbos in Mitzrayim, which was 5 days before they left. But it was Yud Nisan. So why do we celebrate Shabbos? We should celebrate Yud Nisan. A lot of Torah said about that. There's something else that happened on Yud Nisan. Who knows? Something else that happened on Yud Nisan? They came out of the Yarden, Alumin HaYarden, in the time of Yehoshua. They came up in Eretz Yisrael.
Yehoshua.
Yeah. On Yud Nisan. That's something else happened on Shabbos HaGadol, on Yud Nisan. Hagav v'haminag loyma...
Yud Nisan or the Rosh Shabbat?
No, Yud Nisan, right. I don't know what day of the week it was. V'aminag loymar b'mincha ha-hagada mitchilas avadim ha-yinu ad ha-chapa ha-kon avadim. The minag is to say the hagada, that mincha before Pesach, to read the hagada from the beginning, from avadim ha-yinu, I mean, until l'chapa ha-kon avadim ha-senu, which is right after dayenu. U'poskim lomar barchi nafshi, and those who have the minag to say barchi nafshi in the winter time, they stop saying barchi nafshi that Shabbos, at mincha time. So that's the minag. Some of the minag not to say it, But that is the minig, generally to say it. I assume here people say it, the Haggadah, the Shabbos Haggadah. No?
To read the whole Haggadah, you're saying?
Just Magid.
Maybe I'll start.
Okay.
Southern people.
Okay.
The main thing this month actually is open arm.
Zman b'digas chametz. B'tchilas leil yadal b'nisan bodkin es hachametz l'ar haner. In the beginning of the 14th of Nisan, that night, You check for chametz to the light of a candle. B'charen uvistaken uvichom ha'vakamash shederach lachnas sham chametz in all of the crevices and cracks, any place where you normally bring in chametz. You have to check for chametz in those places. Beis, Yizar kol adam shlo yaskol b'shum malacha. Everybody should be careful not to start any malacha, any act, any work. Hello, yoichal, and you shouldn't eat a meal. Ad sheyivdak until you check. Even if you have a specific time to learn, you have a seder. Lo yomot, you should not learn. Ad sheyivdak until you check. V'im hiskol lomad b'ba'ayim. If you started learning during the day, ain tzarach lahafsik, you do not need to stop because you started beheter, you started when it was mutter to start. The yesham shetzarach lahafsik, but some say you do have to stop. B'chein nirali ikar, and it appears to me that is the main halacha. You do have to stop. So the thing is like this: you're not allowed to start any of these things within a half an hour of the time to do b'tikas chametz. Now, by the time we get to erev Pesach, it's going to be daylight savings time. And it's going to be extremely late, right? So you can eat supper. As long as you eat supper at some kind of half-decent time, you can eat supper because it's way before the time. But you should not eat supper late in the evening, and then you should start B'tikas Chametz at the earliest possible time. There is a shaila what to do about davening Ma'ariv, because you can't daven Ma'ariv until nightfall, and you can't do B'tikas Chametz until nightfall. So which one should you do first? So, for sure, if you typically go to shul, then you should do that. You should go to shul, daven mincha mayer, and come home and do b'tikas chametz. If you typically go to a late minyan, as I do, if you typically go to a late minyan for mayeriv, then that's what you should do that night also. You should first do b'tikas chametz, then daven mayeriv, if that's what you typically do. But you shouldn't go away from your typical schedule, because otherwise, chas v'shalom, you might forget to daven mayeriv. Because if you break your routine, you could easily forget to have a ma'ariv. So that's you should keep your routine up, and which for most of us is going to be to have a ma'ariv first and then to do b'tikas chametz.
I guess you can't start it right and finish it in the morning. You have to do it at night.
B'tikas chametz should all be done at night. You should not have to leave anything for the morning. It should be completely done. What is the most common place to forget to check? Your car. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got to check your car. Very commonly forgotten to check. People clean their car, but you have to check it also the night of B'tikas Chametz. So, you got to remember to do that too.
Really?
Why not?
Just never done that before.
And so, if you think about it, it's a place, well, it's a place you have Chametz. I mean, unless you never eat in your car.
That's why you're here.
Never had a Starbucks sitting in the...
Starbucks is not
for sugar? For,
it's not Chametz. It's kidney.
Wait a minute. You get Starbucks and put sugar in it?
I think it has enough
work.
Okay, good. I'm glad to...
Yeah. And you should check your car.
I'm kidding you. That's how much work
I've always done that I don't have to do in
this class. Well, that's the idea. We try to give out more heterim than chumras. That's
you're doing a great job.
Better be so, because this way you'll accept my chumras.
Okay.
You can't complain that I never give you a heterim.
I'm going to Baltimore for Pesach. Do I check my cars before I leave?
Okay, so we have to get to traveling. We're going to get to that. That's a big question. When should you check your house, et cetera? Yeah. So, right. Should you go to Baltimore?
You should do it with a candle? Or is it, if you clean your car, it's not enough, because in my house, we hide a few pieces of comet.
Okay.
And then we...
That's a good question. Okay, we'll get to that.
We know to where go.
Yeah. The car is not going to be any different than the house, but we'll talk about it. Let's go a little further. We'll see if we'll get to it tonight. Let's see. Okay, tough one today is din birchas b'tikas chametz. What's the halacha of the bracha? Kaidem shiyaskol livdaik, before you begin to check, yivarech asher kedeshanu b'mitzvasav tzivano al bi'or chametz. You should make the bracha, and this is the bracha, asher kedeshanu b'mitzvasav al bi'or chametz. Now, al bi'or chametz means on the, what's bi'or? To get rid of, right? The destruction of the chametz. Now, when do you destroy the chametz?
Next morning,
not that night.
Mm-hmm.
But the lashon of the bracha is al bi'or chametz.
Mm-hmm.
So I could tell you that you're not allowed to talk from that night until the next morning, but I'm not going to tell you that. Now, since this is the beginning of the process of destroying your chametz, it's to search for it. So you make the bracha of al bi'or chametz at night before you search. If you forgot to make the bracha of albi or chametz at night, then you could make the bracha up until the point when you burn it. Now, the next morning, if you forgot to make the bracha the night before, then you could say albi or chametz before you burn it. Mm-hmm. But if you said it at night, don't say it again, because the night counts for the day also. Mm-hmm.
Why do you have to? Why can't you burn it at night?
Why can't you burn it at night?
Yeah.
Because you're allowed to eat chametz all the way until the mid-morning of the next day. And so the burning is the time you're getting rid of it completely. Right. Well, it's not all over, but you want to wait until the time when you have to get rid of it.
It's like bringing in Pesach early. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
But you can get rid of it early in the morning and still eat chametz until it's time to get it.
Well, you don't want to burn your chametz until you're finished eating chametz. Because at that point you're going to say Kol Chamir, which we'll get to in a minute. We'll get to that. Hopefully tonight. I don't know if we'll get to it tonight or not, but we'll discuss it. Vim Hivchil Livdok below Bracha. If you, you're about to say this, I'm sorry. And the Rama says if you began to check without a Bracha, Yivarach Kol Zman Shleisan B'dikaso, you should keep. You can make a Bracha as long as you haven't finished checking. And I mentioned to you that even if you finish checking, you can make the Bracha the next morning. V'Yizar Shleyedaber Bein HaBracha L'Tchilas HaBedika. You shouldn't talk from the minute you make the bracha until you begin to check. It's like when you make a bracha on food. You make a shahakol and you take a drink. You're not supposed to talk between the shahakol and drinking. Now, once you start drinking, you can talk. But between the bracha and when you start what you're doing, you shouldn't be mafsik. You shouldn't have a separation. Same thing over here. You make the bracha, you check before you should talk. So begin the checking before talking. Once you start checking, then you're allowed to talk. However, he says, it is better not to speak about extraneous things, other things, until you finish the complete bedika. So that way you'll concentrate on what you're doing and remember to check every place that you bring chametz into. We're afraid if you start schmoozing, then you'll get off the topic and you'll end up not thinking about what you're doing, you'll end up missing something. So better to concentrate on what you're doing and not to schmooze about other things while you are in the middle of bedikas chametz. But you're allowed to if you have to. Okay? Beis. The bracha achas yachol livdok kama batim. With one bracha, you're allowed to check many houses. Those of you who own many houses in the city, then you can check them all with one bracha. Same thing for your cars. You can, right? V'imbal abayis rotzeh. And if you want, yamin b'bnei beiso etzlo b'shashu mevarech. What you can do is you can have some of your older children with you when you make the bracha, the espazu livdok ish ish bimkoma, and then you can spread out, everybody check a certain place, asmach bracha shabirach balabais, relying on the bracha that the balabais made, which means you can make a bracha, and you can have your four older children with you, let's say, and you can check, you check one room, and they check, and you have five rooms checked at a time. Each of you check a separate room. Yeah, you could do that. But you should not use anybody under bar or bas mitzvah.
Check.
Yeah. Yeah. It's better if the men do it. If you really have to, you can use the women too, but it's better if the men do it. Hagav, v'noagim v'haniach p'sisei chametz, here you go, the minig is to leave pieces of bread, b'makom sheyim sa'im habaydik, in a place where the one who is checking will find them, k'deshlo yei brachas levatala, so the bracha should not be levatala, because otherwise, what is your bracha on? There's nothing there to find. But if you did not leave any bread, it does not ruin your mitzvah. Because your intention is, I want to get rid of chametz if I find chametz. You're not making a bracha. You don't mean to say that the bracha is to get rid of chametz that is definitely there. Mm. Your bracha is to get rid of whatever chametz I might find. Mm. And if you don't find, you still did a mitzvah because you checked. And then it's a mitzvah to check for the chametz. And so you should, it is the minute to leave out bread. From the Arizal, they say to leave out 10 pieces of bread. That's the minute from the Arizal, right? But if you didn't do that, it's still okay. And some people don't do it, but that is
the feather and the
wind. Yeah, so they send it in the mail, so you know.
So
you don't have to use that.
No,
you don't have to use that. You know, I mean, you know, if you want to.
Pageantry.
Yeah, so sometimes, you want to make a big deal out of it, show for the kids, you know, that's okay. You know, listen, the kids have a great time for my house hiding it. I can do without that because sometimes I won't find it.
Mm.
I'm not interested in the whole thing. But, you know, it makes the kids get into it. That means they remember B'dikas Chametz. You know, something the kids grow up with. It's
Do they hide it in plastic bags?
We hide it not in plastic because I want to be able to burn it. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't want to deal with the bags afterwards.
Ah.
So we hide it in paper bags.
Okay. What about aluminum foil?
It doesn't burn.
But it really...
If you throw aluminum foil with chametz in it in the fire, the chametz will not burn.
Interesting.
You should not. I mean, you can wrap it in aluminum foil, but then you have to open it up when you put it in the fire.
Interesting. What do you use usually? A little bits of bread or something.
Like whatever chametz we have left over, we put it in a paper bag, like a lunch bag. You know, fold it up many times,
yeah.
And tape it with masking tape. That's
and
what we do.
The whole thing in
yeah, just throw it in. Just the whole packet in. It all burns. Paper bag makes great fuel for the fire, too.
Yeah, but you put, like, crackers in there and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Do you put crackers in there? Or something?
Whatever it is.
Because they don't burn entirely.
Oh, they'll burn. Sure, they'll burn. They don't have to burn. They don't have to burn to ashes, but they have to burn to the point where they're inedible.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's the point. They have to become non-food anymore.
Yeah. What about your garbage? You can talk about that, too.
Yeah, we'll get to the garbage. Yeah, we'll get to the garbage. Yeah.
In Baltimore, there's huge fires outside the fire station.
Yeah.
And I am sure, I'm pretty sure, that people came with aluminum foil because it becomes...
Maybe if it's very, very hot.
Like that kind of fire.
That could be. That could be. That could be.
Disintegrate.
But I've done it on a, you know, on an old grill in the past few years.
Okay.
So, is there a communal burning here or everybody does their own?
No, there's a behind Tamima. They have a barrel.
Who's
and,
the?
Norm Schlaf.
He's the okay.
Although it varies, it's not always Norm. Sometimes someone else.
I see. I see.
That's communal burning.
Okay.
We save our leftover oil from a Hanukkah candle.
That's good.
For this particular fire.
That's good. That's good. That's good. You can also use your little vanessa or your little from leftover.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Although this year we're in Israel, so we're back
there. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Although the hadassim make great besamim, the leaves of the hadassim. Break them off and put them in your besamim box. They're very good. Hadassim.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the idea over there is that once you use something for a mitzvah, you should use it for another mitzvah. So biur chametz is a mitzvah. So you can do that. Okay. Let's start this. We're not going to finish this next sermon, I don't think, but let's start it. Dine bedikas chametz. These are the specifics of bedikas chametz. Ha-bedikas tarach shetia l'or haner. You must check using the light of a candle. V'lo l'or halavana, not using the light of the moon, even though it will be a full moon on the 14th of Nisan. But even if it's a clear night, you should not use the light of the moon. V'im'ava v'loi barak le'al yudal. If you did not check the night of the 14th, when you should have, kishabarik b'yom yudal, then you're supposed to check the day of the 14th. You shouldn't use the light of the sun. El arhaner, rather, you should use the light of a candle. V'achsadra sh'ora rav, but an achsadra, which means a porch, that has a lot of light. Imbad kal arhachama, if you checked the light of the sun, dayai, that is enough. V'wadid k'neged aruba shebachedra, the same thing applies. If you are underneath a skylight in a room, that would also be sufficient, and you would not need to use a candle during the day. Now, you're not supposed to check during the day in the first place. You should have checked at night. But if you happen not to check at night, then during the day, as long as it's you're either on a porch or underneath a skylight, you would not need the light of a candle. Now, here's the business with the light of a candle. Let's just do bays, and I'll come back to this. This is something everybody needs to know. Bays. In Baikin Arha Avuka, you don't check using the light of a torch. El Arhaner, rather use the light of a candle. Velo Bener Shal Chelev, Velo Shal Shuman, Velo Shal Shemen. You don't use the light, the fuel. You don't use animal fat and different types of animal fat and not oil. El Bener Shal Shiva, rather a wax candle. That's the best candle to use. Hagav Yechidi, it has to be a single wick. Aval Beis Neir is Biachad, but two candles together. Afilu Kluim, even if they are braided together like a havdalah candle. Dinam ka'avuga, they are like a torch, and you should not do that. Now, what you're looking for over here is a candle that can easily be taken to the very small places in the cracks and crevices. If it's a big fire, we're afraid that you will be concerned with a fire hazard to put that candle in the corner, and therefore, or under a bookshelf or something like that. So we don't want you doing that. Therefore, it should be a single candle. In addition, we don't want it to be a big torch because it doesn't focus. You need something that will focus the light directly, and that way you can check every single place.
Like a laser-type flashlight.
Okay, now any flashlight is good. It doesn't have to be a laser-type flashlight. You can use any flashlight you want. That's fine. You do not need to use a candle at all. Even for the bracha, you can use a flashlight. That's fine. You can use a flashlight. A flashlight pinpoints the light, which is good, and that's fine. Now, today we have the advantage of bright electric lights that light up a room very, very well. So you tell me, if there was chametz sitting on this table, it's nighttime right now it's nighttime. If there's a cracker sitting on this table, am I going to see it any better with a flashlight than I am with the lights on in the room? No. The lights on in the room are perfectly fine to see the cracker in the middle of the table. So for us today, our bright lights have a din of a skylight in the middle of the room. And therefore, you do not need to close your lights for b'dikas chametz. You can leave the lights on, and you can check all around. You don't have to close the lights. And the areas that are directly beneath the lights, not in the middle of the rooms, you can check without a flashlight. Just look in the middle of the room, and that's fine. But anytime you move away from the direct lighting, like in this room, for example, if I was going to check in the corner over here, let's see, this room, there, you don't have much furniture. But any place where you're going, which you don't have a direct light, also this is a very, very well-lit room, but any place where you're going, which does not have a direct light, that's where you need the flashlight.
Under the table.
Okay, under the table is good. Under the table, you'd have to use a flashlight. That's right. And you do not need to close the lights. You just have to use your flashlight to go in the areas that don't have direct light.
Here, you wouldn't need to have
one. Yeah, this is fine. Right here on the table, it's perfectly bright. This is, you know, this is all fine and good.
I mean, all rabbis do this with the lights on. We always turn lights off. This is part of the fun of that night.
I know. So this rabbi does it with the lights on because this rabbi is night blind.
Okay.
So can't see a thing in the dark.
Right.
So I always leave the lights on. But I'm saying you don't have to close the lights. If you like to close the lights, that's fine. You don't have to.
Okay.
You don't have to.
You're just
dressed up. I'm boring. Very boring.
It's part of it.
Right.
That night,
right. Now, okay. We still have to talk about. We're going to continue from here next time. We still have to talk about the type of check to do. That's how thorough you have to be. After all, you clean the house. So please, someone remember to tell me. Moshe, can I point you to be the reminder for that?
Okay.
How thorough does the check have to be? Since we already cleaned the house, so like you know it's clean. So we have to still talk about that, but that's not our regular achas. It's not a 1-second thing. So we'll leave that for next time, and we'll include the cars when we get to that.